don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Wednesday, May 13th, 2026 edition. Well, another poll done by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce came out listing the fact that the former mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, running as a independent, comes in third place behind Jocelyn Benson, John James, and himself. Former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan said yesterday he's not worried about trailing in a recent poll, arguing that his independent gubernatorial bid will gain traction once voters focus less on national politics and the war in Iran and more on Michigan's long-term direction. During reporters' questions and answering session, Duggan pointed to what he called the tailwinds for Democrats nationally. Following rising tensions involving Iran and concerns about high gas prices, saying those issues have temporarily boosted Democratic support. Meaning that's why Jocelyn Benson is leading in Detroit. I'm 11 points down with 6 months to go. That is not particularly a very large deficit when it comes to a statewide campaign. Duggan added that he overcame worse polling deficits in the past when he ran for mayor in Detroit. Duggan defended his lower profile public appearances in recent months, saying that he has spent much of the spring so far traveling in northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. Really? I haven't seen him here in Antrim County. Have any of you guys seen or attended a Mike Duggan event in northern Michigan or the UP? Because that's what his statement is saying. Claiming that he's holding town halls and community meetings. So far, he said he has completed his 62nd county visit and plans to eventually hold events in all 83 counties. You saw a lot more of me if you were in northern or upper Michigan, Duggan told the reporters after being asked why voters haven't seen more paid media from his campaign. Well, Duggan claimed that he just got an endorsement from the Black Slate, legendary group in Detroit politics with decades-long civil rights history. Interesting, the Black Slate also endorsed Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed. Duggan repeatedly is framing his candidacy as an alternative to partisanship. If you're sick and tired of the Republicans just as much as the Democrats, then I'm your man, said Mike Duggan. Short break, hour number three. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Where do we go from here now that all of the children are growing up? And how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Should we be freaking out about artificial intelligence taking our jobs? a survey commissioned by Progress Michigan, very left-leaning liberal group, found 92% of residents believe humans should be making final workplace decisions when AI is involved. Another 82% said they were concerned about AI monitoring workers or setting wages. 73% support laws regulating artificial intelligence in the workplace. Progress Michigan Executive Director Justin Mendoza said, while AI is finding its way into our day-to-day lives, social media feeds, into our email accounts, it's already starting to have tremendous consequences for people in the workplace. The tension between the fear and opportunity is increasingly starting to shape Michigan's workforce. Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, LEO, has spent the past year rolling out its AI workforce plan. First announced last year's 2025 Mackinac Policy Conference, LEO's director, Susan Corbin, said Michigan has expanded artificial intelligence training through the Michigan Works program, including free Google career certificates focused on information technology support, data analytics, cybersecurity, and project management. Corbin went on to say that if Michigan embraces artificial intelligence, it can become a national leader in AI strategy and workforce training. The state could actually see a $70 billion economic impact with 130,000 high-paying jobs being created. There we go. Democrats just love using that talking point. High-paying jobs. So far to date, the state has invested in broadband expansion. That I totally support. I think we need high-speed internet available in every home business in the entire state. Additionally, the state has invested in digital literacy programs. That was the very first most important bullet point Governor Gretchen Whitmer made at her State of the State address, literacy. Also, state has invested in artificial intelligence-powered chatbots for the Unemployment Insurance Agency, as well as the Pure Michigan Talent Connect. However, experts in the workforce say Michigan is lagging behind the national average when it comes to AI adoption. One of the agencies, Michigan Works, well, their CEO, Ryan Hunt, said the organization's recent report with labor analytics company Lightcast found AI use remains concentrated in sectors like finance, information technology, and professional services. While Michigan trails much of the country in its implementation, Hunt said the debate over AI generally falls into two camps: those who see it improving productivity, and those who fear widespread job loss. I personally consider myself to be bullish on AI. But I also know that there are very interesting and strange times we find ourselves in. As a society, with AI potentially having both positive and negative consequences. A recent New York Times article found Congress isn't doing much to help prepare the workforce, which is expected to be hammered when the economy kicks in with AI, workers without any training to take the full impact of AI could be seen as being replaced. Right now, AI is seen as being in the experimental phase. When AI is actually fully implemented, it's only going to get worse before it gets better. Just based on the lack of focus that our policymakers have on both the national as well as the state stage, said Hunt. Well, this is interesting because we are looking at yesterday, Michigan Department of Education, local school districts are looking for guidance and resources on what to do about artificial intelligence and the students being able to use it. Cheryl Wilson, part of MDE's Office of Systems Evaluation and Technology Computer Science, as a consultant, said many teachers understandably don't see AI as something they need to address in their classrooms right now. However, through the students' lenses, preparing them for the world they are entering means helping them understand the new systems and information technology that is going to increasingly shape their learning and their future. Consultant Wilson said AI literacy includes digital literacy, media literacy, critical thinking, data science, ethics, designs, and computer science. Based on these areas, the Michigan Department of Education has put together an AI starter guide. This is meant to help school districts to start looking at a phased-in implementation approach for artificial intelligence. The guide is the very first such guidance put out by the Michigan Department of Education. The implementation phases start a year-long process to set up how AI will be used in classrooms in our local school districts. Phase zero is to organize and to listen to people in the district. Step two will be to set up teams to explore what's going on already and listen to the people in their districts. The Michigan Department of Education has resources to help set up things with something that's called readiness rubric. Second phase would be to set up guardrails and specific policies for artificial intelligence and how it should be implemented by the local school boards. The next phase would then be to give instructional guardrails on how they would be used in the classroom and who would need to learn the uses and how it could be supported, even perhaps with grants from the Michigan State Department. The next phase would be implementation of AI programs in the classrooms after getting engagement from the community. Final phase would be to evaluate and report back on the implementation process, follow up on the use of artificial intelligence, and whether there's any pros or cons feedback coming from both the students, the parents, and the teachers. Now, some of the drawbacks, people, and I've already used it on my cell phone. I didn't do it on a computer. I used the exact cell phone technology that students, even in elementary school, junior high or high school or college, could even use. I asked my phone, I believe it was Gemini, Google version of artificial intelligence, about a specific subject that I wanted to write a speech about. Actually wanted to do a PowerPoint presentation. I wanted to ask the artificial intelligence Gemini Google chatbot, write me a speech talking about the history of America's public universities, their founding, and what were they originally founded to do. This thing came back with about 13 screenshots of potentially a speech. Then at the end of the 13, it asked me a question. Would you like me to expand the outline? I said, yes. It came back with about another 40 screenshots. At the end of that, it asked me, would you like me to produce a handout? Something that you could give to people attending your public presentation. I said, yes. This thing designed with graphics, color, flyer, as a PDF that I could actually print from my phone into a router connected printer. I hit print. I connected it to the printer, and it print the flyer out for me. Could you imagine if a student said, write me a report about a particular subject? Teacher gives them assignment, research and study World War II. Or whatever subject the assignment was. Write me a report regarding World War II. I'm in eighth grade, and I have to do a history report. Bam. There it is. Copy and paste it out of your phone into Word. Have it printed out and turn it in. This is the fear about using AI in the classrooms. Well, now the Michigan Department of Education is getting involved in giving guidance to local school districts. Final half hour of today's show. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.